December 14, 1928, the Tree of the Divine Will. The single act of God. One who lives in the divine will forms the echo in all created things. I was worried about the publication of the writings of the divine will, and I felt bothered at the many questions they ask me. And I said to myself, Jesus alone knows my martyrdom, and how tortured I felt when authoritative people were talking about wanting to publish them. So much so, that no one could manage to calm my interior martyrdom and make me surrender to say fiat. Only Jesus, with his seducing persuasion, and by striking in me the fear of the great evil I might do if I went out, even just slightly, from the divine will, could induce me to say fiat. And now, in seeing it go so slowly, I remember my interior struggles, my hard martyrdom because of this publication. What is the utility of so many pains suffered? Who knows who will see this publication? Maybe Jesus will make me content by letting me see it from heaven. But while I was thinking of this and other things, I began to pray, and I saw before my mind a tree loaded with fruits, which emitted light. And my sweet Jesus was crucified in the middle of this tree, and the light of these fruits was so great, that Jesus was eclipsed within this light. I was surprised, and Jesus told me, My daughter, this tree that you see is the tree of my divine will. And since my will is sun, its fruits turn into light and form many other suns. The center of its life is I, and this is why I am in the middle of it. Now, these fruits that you see are all my truths which I have manifested on my divine fiat. They are all in the act of giving birth to their light in the bosom of the generations. And those who should occupy themselves with them and hasten, but do not do it, prevent the fruits of this tree from forming births of light from themselves, as well as the great good of this light. Therefore, you must be consoled in your tortures and martyrdoms, because between you and I we are in order, nor would I have tolerated even a shadow of opposition to my will in you. It would have been my greatest sorrow, nor would I have been able to say, The little daughter of my will gave me her will as gift, and I gave her the gift of mine, while this exchange of wills is one of my greatest joys, and yours. If there is any fault, it is from those who neglect it. Therefore, do not want to afflict yourself or be bothered at questions they ask. I myself will be in you to administer to you the light and the words which are needed. You must know that this is my interest more than your own. Then, I continued to think about the divine fiat, and my sweet Jesus added, My daughter, within us, in our divinity, one single act is enough to do everything. That act is will, thought, word, work and step. So, a single act of ours is voice that speaks, it is hand that operates, it is foot that walks, and enveloping everything, if the creature thinks, works, speaks and walks, it is the virtue of our single act that, echoing in each act of the creature, communicates the good of the thought, of the word and of all the rest. Therefore, it can be said that we are the bearer, too, of all creatures and of all their acts. Oh! How offended we feel when our act bears voice, thought, work and step, but not only is it not done for us, but to offend us. Creatures use our very acts to form the weapons with which to wound us. Human ingratitude, how great you are! Now, one who does our divine will and lives in it unites herself to our single act, and forming one single act of the will with ours, she flows together with our act, and together with us, she makes herself thought, voice, work and step of all. And, oh! How we enjoy, because our virtue, investing the human littleness, makes her the bearer of all the acts of creatures together with us, and she uses all our acts, not to form weapons with which to wound us, but to form weapons with which to defend us, to love us and to glorify us. So, we call her our warrior, who defends our rights. After this, I was following the divine fiat in the creation. I felt I wanted to make everything my own, the sun, to give him the glory of the light and of the heat, the sea, to give him the glory of that murmuring that never ceases. I would like to have everything in my power, to be able to say, you have given me everything, and I give you everything. But while I was thinking of this and other things, my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, how beautiful is the living in my will, your echo reaches everywhere. Wherever my divine will is present, and it is everywhere, there does your echo reach. So, your echo resounds in the sun, in the sea, in the wind, in the air, and penetrating even into heaven, it brings to your Creator His very glory, love and adoration. And my divine will does not feel alone in all created things. It has the company of the echo of one who lives in my divine volition, and it feels all the love and the glory which it spread in the whole creation being returned to it.